Hey, this is Jimbo with the Auto Detailing Podcast here for another daily quick tip. Today's quick tip is brought to you by InstantDetailClients.com. If you're looking for a better way to remind your clients of their appointments to avoid cancellations and no-shows, head over to InstantDetailClients.com. Today's quick tip is how to stand out from the competition. By far, one of my keys to stand out from the competition is professionalism. And professionalism can come up in many different ways, from how you dress to how you act. But the main key that's been for me is my professionalism with talking and explaining things to the customer. As most of you know, in the auto detailing industry, there's a lot of misnomers, there's a lot of misinformation. So one of the best things that we can do as professional auto detailers is to have knowledge. And that reverts all the way back to episode 2. If you haven't listened to that, head over to autodetailingpodcast.com/episode 2. And we talk about the 8 tips in how to get started in the detailing industry. And I believe it's number 1 or number 2 is to get knowledge. In fact, it's number 1, to get knowledge. And getting knowledge, not only product knowledge, but business acumen and business knowledge will help you to separate yourself from the competition. And that's huge in such an impacted industry like we are in, where the barrier to entry is so low as far as the monetary side of things. But professionalism in all aspects of your business is going to be a key to success. So dress the part as a detailer, just look clean and nice. If you want to grow a beard, grow a beard, but have it trimmed up nice. Have a nice, clean, crisp shirt on, nice pants or shorts, clean shoes. Look the part as a detailer. You don't need to be in a full 3-piece suit because that would be weird, but dress the part. And again, professionalism is the key, with knowledge being huge. Know your customer, inform your customer, and you'll be well on your way to success.